We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Final segment here brought to you by Williams Gunsight, as per usual. And it's appropriate because we're talking about turkey season, and we're going to talk about some guns that might work very nicely for shooting some turkey.
Yeah.
Two
of these would work good for turkeys.
Yeah, but the other ones are for two-legged turkeys.
Well,
two-legged turkeys, four-legged turkeys. No, two-legged.
I don't want to
implement. They all got two legs.
I'm not going to implement anything.
No, okay.
About the other three.
All right.
April 19th through May 31st, turkey season. It's coming right up.
That's right.
Yeah, April 19th starts. So there's a lot. You have to grab that turkey book from the DNR.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules.
But for private land, Lapeer County, St. Clair, McCall, all these private areas in southern half of lower Michigan, area ZZ.
Yep, on the map.
That is your season, the 19th to the 31st of May.
So April 19th is a big day in America. You know, I mean, that was the day Waco, Texas happened. That was the day the Murrah building exploded.
Yeah. It's also the day we're going to start our Saturday auctions and seize the deal.
Oh. This Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday the 19th.
Saturday the 19th.
Wow. We're going to have a fishing boat from Freeway Sports with trailer and 15 horsepower Yamaha outboard motor. 14 foot. Polar Craft.
Punt gun mounted to the front of it for duck hunting?
$10,000, yep. You could put a little... have a nice steel shield in front of you.
Yeah. It's a riverboat.
Yeah. You could take it down the Danang River.
Like John Kerry.
Yeah.
Oh, swift boats.
Yeah.
It's not that. No,
no, it's not that.
But it's great for fishing on the...
You say John Kerry.
On the lakes. And bidding starts at $4,000 the 19th. So there's another thing. Having to do with April 19th.
What size is it? 16 foot?
14 foot.
14 foot. That's
Polar Craft.
That's enough.
A little trailer. That's
Polar
all you
Crafts
need.
Are nice boats.
Nice aluminum
boat.
It's
like the predecessor to Monarchs. They're good boats. They're really good boats.
Okay,
So that's coming up. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there, guys.
It's a season and an auction.
That's right.
What more does one person need?
Every Saturday we're doing auctions, 6 a.m. till 5 p.m. Saturdays.
Yeah. It's going to be an online auction right here through Seize the Deal.
Online auction, Seize the Deal.
It's exciting. One day we'll have a Williams Gunsight one on there, too. I know it's going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that one. So, you know, with that kind of that talk, we do have a good big gun raffle coming up here. We're excited about 10 guns getting ready to raffle.
Do you have it put together yet?
All the guns are on hold at Williams Gunsight. There's 10 of them. And
we got a deal from Chicago. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how much are the tickets?
They're going to be $5 a piece.
And we've done them here at the station before. I'm not going to be able to because I don't have anybody up front.
Right.
But you'll be able to get them. We have all sorts of locations.
We'll be selling them at Williams. We'll be selling them
You'll have
them
it up at
the
website. We'll tell you where you can get them.
Yeah,
to get them all
It's going to be an exciting raffle, though. We're really geeked about it. And it's all for Tommy's Heart. We're going to raise some needed funds for some new EKG machines. We got to update our EKG machines. Some of them are 21 years old, and they still work, but they don't work great. And the cardiologists we work with are wanting us to upgrade.
So. And this is because, too, you're going to be doing more of these screenings with the new trailer.
Yep, exactly.
So so you'll be on the road making sure you're checking people because if they could have a condition, they don't even know they have it, and it can be life-changing. It can be devastating if you don't. When you find these things early, you save lives.
Yep, that's for sure. So looking forward to going all over the place with the equipment and saving lives every place we go. So so on that note, we'll give you more information on the raffle as soon as we get. We've applied for the license and all that, but we always get them, so it's no problem. But in the meantime, we got April 19th coming up, which is the start of turkey season. It's right around the corner now. So Jake wanted to pick out a couple of guns that might be interesting for turkey hunting. I'm not sure if the second one's legal for turkey hunting, but we'll have to find out. I think it is.
You can hunt with that.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, it's here. What
you
is
can
it?
Hunt. You can hunt with bows and arrows and everything for
turkey. Yeah, you can hunt with a lot of stuff. So what's the size shot you have to be for turkey hunting?
Number four shot or larger.
Or
in other words, I think it's four or larger, meaning the BBs have to be bigger than four shot. Because
you don't want the little tiny ones; they don't do the job.
No, I don't think the little tiny ones are allowed. According to the book,
it said four.
Four or smaller.
Smaller.
But I think that's a good way of a lawyer saying like four, three, or two shot, but not into the double aught bucks, you know, or aught bucks. So I don't know, but I would say talk to your local gun shop and verify. And if we had Eric online right now, we could figure it out. But the point is,
make sure
you got the right shells.
Correct. Make sure you got the right shells. Everybody's using that turkey TSS load, so
yeah.
That's
and
probably
I
your
use
best bet.
I used to always use number five shot, nickel plated five shot, which is legal for turkey hunting. I think it's still legal, but I'm not positive.
So it changes stuff.
Jake's reading of it is...
I bought my license last weekend. I'm waiting for next weekend to go out. We're going to figure it out. Wake up early on Sunday morning and get out there before the sun rises.
There you go. Watch them come down out of the trees. That's a wonderful feeling. We'll see. And I have my decoys out early.
So, but we've picked out... So the first gun, let's say you're new to turkey hunting, you don't have a shotgun.
Did you say nude turkey hunting?
New too.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about nude turkey hunting. I was like, well, let's hope for warm weather.
Nope.
When is that season?
No. I'm not sure. So Jake's a nude turkey hunter. Now we got that straightened
out.
That's
around. At Jackson Prison.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't want to know about that one.
So, So let's say you're looking for something different. You say, you know, I've got a nice shotgun, but I only really do trap or skeet shooting. I want something different. Well, how about this? Here's the first used gun we've got from WilliamsGunsLight.com. This is a Winchester SX4. So this is the newest semi-auto 12-gauge Winchester's making.
Yeah.
Semi-auto.
Nice gun.
24-inch barrel with chokes, wood stocks in a box, ventilated rib, $774.95.
That's a nice gun. So it's got the walnut stocks, Turkish walnut.
Turkish walnut. You know what?
It's good-looking gun.
Are there cheaper ones out there? Sure.
Yeah.
Are there more expensive ones? Absolutely.
But really?
This is a good middle-of-the-road aluminum frame gun. It's lightweight, easy to carry.
Yep.
Not short enough barrels you can... You know,
swing it around turkey hunting.
Yeah, you can swing it around.
You can go with an extra tight turkey choke.
They make the turkey chokes for this gun, so you have a fuller choke all the way out.
Now, turkey hunting is interesting because it's one of those things where you have to make sure you got the right choke tube. You got to make sure you got the right shot.
And you don't aim at the body. You know how deer hunting, you're aiming at the deer's body.
Yeah, you don't go for a hard shot.
Turkey hunting, you aim at the head.
You want to sever the neck and the head. So, and that's why, like, when you hunt with a bow and arrow, or a crossbow or a compound, you use the real big.
Those giant.
Yeah, they got like.
They're like broadheads.
They're like 3-inch wide broadheads.
It's
and they
razor that cuts.
They cut the head right off. And, well, shotgun will do the same thing. But the key is to not get any BBs in the body.
I like to sit up in the tree with a knife and just Rambo it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, jump out and swing your head as you
that'll
go down.
Work well.
Yeah.
With two broken legs on the ground and the turkey flies away. So
I'm going to use a weed eater with a steel blade. But no. But let's be honest. Shotgun hunting is a ton of fun. You can get within about 40 yards of with a shotgun. At the most, and then you don't want to go any further than that. So you need to know your ranges. Mm. You know, if you're going to put decoys out, put them at 20 yards out so that you know, if they're 10 yards from that, you can probably get a good kill on them. But the wider that pattern gets, the more BBs are going to hit that body, and that's not going to be good. So it's not going to be good for you or the turkey because you'll be spitting BBs out. But it does a nice job. Shotguns do a nice job on turkeys.
Well, gun number two here.
This is an interesting choice.
Yeah, get closer.
Because some people get really close to turkeys, you know?
If you can get really close and sense their inner feelings before you take the head off.
Hello, Jake.
Hello.
Jake is a young turkey. A young tom turkey.
Correct.
Is a Jake.
So this is a Taurus Judge, which anybody familiar with guns knows.
Taurus Judge.
Taurus Judge.
It's a special one.
So this is a 13-inch handgun.
This is actually in the used gun section right now at Williams.
In 410 or 45 long.
Oh, yeah.
So it fires a shotgun shell or a 45 coil.
Right.
You have to hit turkey hunt with the 410, obviously.
Yeah.
It has a Picatinny rail, so you can put a red dot on it, 2.5-inch chamber. But this is an interesting 6-shot 410 revolver pistol.
Yeah.
With a long enough... Now, I would... absolutely range this out to see what my BB pattern is.
Right. Yeah, before I don't know what it's got for a choke, you know, because it might not have it's got to have some kind of a choke.
Some sort of a choke. But it's so $609 for a 410 handgun, 13.
It's interesting.
It'd be a fun, it's just
a change of pace gun, you know what I mean? It's like,
why not make it a challenge?
And you know, it's like you
life
go,
is a challenge as it is. Why not make turkey
you
hunting?
You go bluegill
more?
Fishing with ultralight gear. You might as well go turkey hunting with ultralight gear and just you see how close, because literally I've called turkeys in and they'll be like 9 feet from me, you know, and when you're not turkey hunting, they come up and peck at you.
Yeah.
You know, they get that close. You're worried about them spiking you with their spikes because they got them big spikes on their legs.
Just and, like a velociraptor.
Basically.
They're velociraptor.
It's like the little green ones in Jurassic Park too.
I had to stop on Mount Morris Road the other day in Genesee County, almost in Shiawassee County, stop for a herd of turkeys.
Flock of turkeys.
It was a herd. There was a lot of them. And and these two Jakes stood right in the road and looked at me. And they were beautiful. They only had like 2.5-inch beards. They were real short beards. They were, they'd just been to the barber. And they just got a trim, a neat trim. And anyways, so, but there's other guns to talk about.
All right, we have three more guns. So the next three I picked out were, I think, three guns that are interesting enough and probably
need no introduction. Yeah, it's right up your alley.
So number three, Auto Ordnance Thompson Tommy gun.
Oh.
16.5-inch barrel.
Who doesn't want a Tommy gun?
It comes with 2 30-round mags. This is, of course, 45 ACP, the classic Thompson.
30-round stick mags. Perfect. They always work.
Just, it works. Yep. $1,525.
Nice. Next one, let me tell it. The Italian Carcano, the ultimate back to the left gun. 1891 model 24. So this one is 18.25-inch barrel, adjustable sight, 6.5 Carcano, which is the iconic cartridge that supposedly killed President Kennedy. And
I haven't read all 4,000 pages that they released.
No, I haven't either, and nor will I. But I trust what I'm hearing, and so that's why I said it might have been used. Anyways, you can get this one, and it's an iconic piece of history, $374.95. Of course, it's not the gun that Lee Harvey Oswald used, but it is one that's very similar.
That model.
Yeah. And the last one, Jake, this is right up your alley, buddy.
Yeah, this is Underwood M1 Carbine. Underwood Typewriter Company, of course, in World War II, was one of the many companies making firearms. So this is an M1 Carbine from Underwood, 18-inch barrel, dated 11 of 42.
Cool. You got several 42 guns, didn't you? You've had 42.
I've had them. Yeah. I sold some, but yeah.
Yeah.
Comes with three magazines. Looks to be, honestly, all original.
Wow.
$1,325, Underwood, but I think the big one there is
Saginaw steering gear.
Made M1 carbines for World War II.
Yep.
So that would be a cool one to find, but this is pretty darn close, the Underwood.
Yeah.
Would you shoot that?
You could if you wanted to, because they're tough. They're not going to break.
No, it's a very, if it invaded three countries, it'll handle that shit.
Make it out at the range.
Seen more of the world than I ever will.
All right.
So, but these five guns and more, of course, WilliamsGunsight.com.
They got tons of, how many guns? 589 guns right
now
used?
Something like that right now,
But they got thousands of new ones.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go pick out a new Stoger or a CZ or whatever you want as far as turkey guns.
Yeah.
Or a Mossberg, Jeez, Pete, you can't beat them.
Don't forget to tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show.
Yeah,
open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. They're open today.
They are open today. Yep, 10 o'clock they'll be open. So as soon as I finish this coffee, I'll probably head over there.
Just another hour.
I might be able to get one more coffee before I go there.
Because we're done now.
Yeah, we are.
The Gunsmiths here on US 103.1. Thanks so much for listening. Jake, good to see you. Thanks
good
for
to
coming
see you.
In.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Remember, go to the GSS.com, link to all the sponsors, and you can always rehear the show because you can link to it by segment and play it over and over again if you want to.
We'll come back. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good.
Now, back to Ultimate Classic Rock here on US 103.1.